Hello.
Thank you, Senator. One moment, please. Senator McGee on 9-1.
Holding this.
Thank you.
I beg your pardon for delaying you. I had a group in the next room, ambassadors from Philippines, and I couldn't get away.
No delay at all.
I wanted to be sure that I understood you and you understood me, because this is a peculiar thing, and I don't want it to in any way be a reflection on either one of us. I have had a long and rather solid friendship with Joe Hickey, who did a great service for me a great many times in connection with very needed things, and I thought sometimes maybe to his own detriment. When I was leader and the problems I had, I rather encouraged and rather had the feeling I would like for him to be on the bench. I reflected that feeling to the department. They came back with the statement that there were two available men, Phelan and Hickey, that they would both be possible, that they thought Hickey, the ABA, and they thought Hickey would be the better from the legal standpoint. But some of my people came in and said, well, Senator McGee doesn't want to get involved and cause a lot of troubles, but he would really like to see Phelan. I said, well, tell him my problem and tell him how I feel, and someday I may be asking him to appoint me to something because of our own friendship when he becomes president and I become an ex. And let him know it and then tell me what to do. They came back then, as I remember it, and I'm not positive, they said that he would do whatever he wanted to do, but he felt very close to Phelan, and he'd like to see him done. Then I got a note, yes, so I got that. And I was just torn to pieces, because I love you and I respect you, and I don't want to do anything that hurts you anymore, and I want to hurt Lady Bird. But sometimes I just can't go to a movie with her when she wants me to if I'm a little too tired. And so I got a note back yesterday that Senator McGee says, please act on this thing by the convention. Now, before I did, I wanted to talk to you. I called. They said that you just left. I called a little after 8 this morning to go to Denver. Now, tell me what the situation is. Could it be that we could take care of Phelan any other time?
I think that I would rather abide with this selection for Joe Hickey as president. Because it will lead to no criticism, really. Phelan is a younger fellow. He's been just as loyal and closer to us, but there'll be another opening come along.
Well, let's find something for him. Let's find something for him, and
U.S. District Judgeship will open up there within 2 or 3 years because of the present age of the incumbent. He's approaching retirement, and we can just keep Walt in mind for that. He's got two good ones.
All right, now, you want me to announce it this afternoon?
You could announce it this afternoon. That would be just right for our convention tomorrow.
That's right, and okay, you can just be sure that'll be done, and I guess they've got clearance from the ABA. And
they have full clearance.
So we'll do it, and thank you, and right, please, please now, let me say this to you. Please keep me reminded, and my assistants, don't be so damn reticent, to you a little bit shy anyway, to tell them what you want this other fella, and any other things that will give you a little horsepower that you need. I know that there's a lot of things that detract from it, and so I know what the situation is, Wyoming. It's very much like Texas, and it's hard swimming upstream, so let us know what we can do that will give you a little horsepower.
Well, I sure will. I very much appreciate that. I'm only sorry to be missing the lodge meetings there this weekend.
I made them put you on the list, but there'll be others. And I just thought you were superb on television the other day. I just, with that Rusk hearing, I just watched it, and I never had so much pride. Of course,
Chairman had that coming.
You always like a fellow who has your viewpoint,
yeah.
But sometimes you don't always admire him as much as I did the way you handled it, and that will give you what you need if you deal with him a few times like that, because he'll understand that language. And when he says thank you for instructing us, why, everybody in the room says, well, by God, they needed instruction.
Yes.
So he helps you. Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr.